Thank you.
With your permission. Chapter 18, sentence 1. This is after David killed Goliath. So Shaul asked David, this is the last sentence I speak, who are you? Who is he? And David answered him, I am the son of Ishai. Simple explanation. But as Chachamim said, David had a job. He used to play the harp in front of Shaul HaMelech. Of course, Shaul knew him. The explanation is that Shaul already was not all the time himself. He had like Alzheimer's disease. He knows, he doesn't know. Now, after he killed Goliath, Shaul went over to him and says, who are you? Who summoned you? He said, Ishai. Just an explanation. Sentence 1, chapter 18, Vayikhi Chalkol Daber al Shaul. Let me tell you that he just answered Shaul that his father is Ishai, Venefesh and Natanik Shab Nefesh David. So what this has to do with anything? Shaul has Alzheimer's disease. That's the same explanation. He doesn't know what's going on with him. So he asked David, who are you? So he says, I'm the son of Ishai. The next sentence, it says, then all of a sudden, Yonatan, the son of Shaul, got attached to David. Yonatan knew before. Of course Yonatan knew. I mean, the guy was playing the harp in front of Shaul all the time. He already killed Goliath. Everybody knew who David is. Just because he answered the answer, the Navi said, when he heard it, he said the statement, all of a sudden, Yonatan got attached to David. The very time I'm sure Yonatan laughing like his soul. Why he laughing like his soul? What happened now? What happened is he loved him so much. Why he loved him so much? If he loved him before, I understand. Just because he answered and he said, my name is the son of Ishai, then Yonatan loved him so much. After David answered that question, Shaul took him. David said, you stay with me. Why you stay with me? Just because he killed Goliath? Maybe. Vayichod Yonatan David Brit, David and Yonatan made a treaty, Vavato, to Kenavsho. They love each other so much, I don't know what it means exactly. Vayichod Yonatan and Tamir, Asher, Alav Etnir and David, Yonatan get undressed, he takes off his coat and gives it to David. I don't know what it means exactly, it means that he loves him so much, like David has no coat, I don't know. He wants to show him something, that he loves him so much, he gives him his own coat. He was Shaul's son, and Shaul is the king. I don't know what's talking about. What can I want to tell you? I don't know. I mean, I do know, but it's too early to say. Umadav, he gives him his uniform, at Harbo, at Kashto, at Hagro. He gives him his sword, he gives him his bow and arrow. He gives him his belt. I don't know what the Nabi wants to tell us. Again, we have to remember the Nabi was written in Ruach HaKodesh. It's not just a story. So what the Nabi wants to tell you? The Jonathan loves David so much and he gives him the coat and he gives him the uniform. But he said David, B'chol HaShur Shlachinu Shaul Yaskil. David stays with Shaul. And whatever he goes, he's very successful. V'yisimehu Shaul HaShem Melchama. Shaul appointed David to be one of the officers of the army. Vita b'ni kolam, v'gam b'ni abdei Shaul. Everybody loves him. Also, the slaves of Shaul also love him. Vayi bevoam, when they go back, and they came back.
When David killed Goliath, so wasn't there something about Shaul saying that he was afraid, he realized that this man would be...
Right.
Why did he point him to the
I don't know.
Hold on.
Not yet, wait. Not yet. So far he doesn't want it. Soon. Soon. So far nothing. You're right what you say, but that's not what it says in Navi. David said that he just appointed, doesn't say why. He's appointed to be one of the officers of the army. And everybody loved him. ויבי בואם בשביל דוד מהקודל הפלישתי וגו בק אחרי דוד קילד גוליאל ולצן אנשים מכל ערי ישראל השיר והמחולות All the ladies came outside singing dancing לקראת שאול המלך in front of שאול בטפים ובשמחה ובשלישים with drums, with happiness, shalishim is kind of an instrument, the dancing, the singing but the singing, but then אנשים המשחקות בעצמם לעיני עיקר שבחר לבין אותם. שאול hit, he killed the Palestinians as a thousand, but David killed the ten thousand. It means because David killed Goliath, David is the hero. That's the song. Why they're singing it? I don't know, they're singing it.
Wrong,
huh? Of course it's wrong. Not allowed to do it. I mean, this is against the halacha and against all proper behavior.
King of
Israel. Yeah, the king, you can't say this. I mean, it's not nice to say that. I mean, if the chief of staff will do something, you don't give him any credit. I mean, the credit becomes for Rosh Hashanah. It's a begging get it. It doesn't matter who did the job. It's not nice to do it. I just did it. I don't know. ויחר לשאול מאוד ויראה בעיניו הדבר הזה. שאול כן עתק את אלימו. ביום נתן לדוד הלבבות, they gave David 10,000, בלי נתנו אלפים, מי they gave only 1,000, ועוד לא אחד מוכר. זאת אומרת, nation, that only one thing is going to be the king as well. That's the end of it. ואי שאול עוין את דוד מהיום הזה ועלה. From that day on, דוד is telling you, that's the end of it. He hates him with a passion. He can't take him. Pure explanation, the man is just, he's after kavod, respect, he's jealous. That's the guy that was described in the Nabi, very humble, hiding among all the suitcases when they're looking to make him as a king, to appoint him as a king. He's hiding. Nabi says, the most humble person in the world is Shaul HaMelech. Mishachmo v'amala, never did a sin. Like a baby 1-year-old. All of a sudden somebody is singing, there is a singing, because you can't take it. What happened to you? How do you say? All time, maybe. All time.
Maybe. Maybe all time.
Maybe all time.
Or maybe the kavod of being king, you know,
get your head
eventually.
Mishnat Sharim says what he says. Mishnat Sharim says, it's hard to understand it, but that's what Mishnat Sharim says. Mishnat Sharim says, you say, you can overcome everything, but respect you cannot overcome. Kavod is the most important thing.
That's right.
It says you can overcome, you can be tzaddik, you can do ta'anit, you don't have to eat, you don't have to do this, nothing. You sit down on the floor all day, you sit in chatzot, but if somebody says, there's another rabbi over there, say that, no, the rabbi is nothing.
Well,
the melech
not allowed to be
mochel. Right, he doesn't want to be mochel, but he cannot be too proud of himself.
Why does the Ramchal disagree with
Ari?
Ari's anger is the most
important. No. The Ramchal says that kavod a person even if he can control everything, but he cannot control the respect. It's the highest thing. Ramchal doesn't say you cannot do it. Ramchal said it's the highest thing you can do. You can control everything, all the habits that you have, but the habit of respect, it's not being controlled. Doesn't mean that you'll never be able to control it. The Ari says that all the bad things comes from anger. But again, the Ari says that anger comes from respect as well. And if you're not going, you don't need respect, you don't mind if your friend or your neighbor insulting you. You're getting angry, says the Ari, because the root of anger, the Ari says, also is respect. Again, but he's talking about somebody that's being described in the Navi as the holiest, if we may say, and the most humble person in the world. All of a sudden, he can't take it, because the ladies get respected by the men. It's hard to believe that this person can go so low. And yet, that's an instruction to the Ramchal. On this pasuk, the Ramchal says, you see, that's what happened. If you're not going to work on respect to be humble, says, but the man was humble. So Ramchal said he fell down. Ramchal said he fell down. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that Shaul HaMelech in Gan Eden is right next to Shmuel HaNavi. He means Chetadi, that the Gemara said he had no sins, almost no sins, and he did one little sin, that sin again is not a major sin. And when he goes and he asks this magician lady what's going to be with all, Shmuel HaNavi came up and says, tomorrow you're going to get killed in this war and you're going to be next to me in Gan Eden. Next to Shmuel HaNavi in Gan Eden. It's hard to believe that this can be next to Shmuel HaNavi in Gan Eden. It's hard to believe. As soon as you start learning the stories about him, it's just, you know, it's just a crazy person. Not a crazy person, mean person. Not only a mean person, it's just somebody's very rude and very bad habit. It's unbelievable. Nevertheless, you go to Helen Mizrat Hashem, you have a vegan Gan Eden, it is English Mulan Navi. It is English Mulan Navi. Navi says from that day on, he is running after David. He is running after David. Next, the sentence, that's how the whole ordeal starts. Even Mokhurat, it's the Ruach Elohim Ra'a El Shaul. When it's Navi Betoch HaBayit, it means he's getting, not only he has Alzheimer, he's getting crazy, crazy. David even gave me a door, says he said he's acting a little bit crazy, and David is playing the harp, the old job he had. Behind me, Shaul has in his hand a spear. So he throws the spear so hard, he said, let me hit him, and he's going to get glued to the wall. That was crazy. He's a murderer. A murderer. Amazing, a murderer. What is he got 25 years in jail? Unless you meet Mrs. Clinton, she should get free. But otherwise, you got 25 years in jail.
Are you the king?
No, that's the thing. You go crazy. Not the king. King cannot kill because he has jealousy. He has to have something. He cannot just go crazy. I said to him, but not by mine. Twice he tried to do it. Twice. David is still standing. After one time he threw the spear on him and he throws it so hard that he wants to just to glue him to the wall. He wants to kill him in the wall. David twice is running away from him. So Saul is afraid of him. How much is afraid of him? Soon you're going to see. Not afraid of him. He's going to continue running after him, chasing him in the desert, trying to kill him all the time. So Saul said, okay, it's not good that he should be next to me. Let me put him in the army. So one of the explanations said that maybe Bezat Hashem is going to go on the mine, somebody is going to shoot him, sniper will shoot him. They said about it in the army, so David is going in front of the nation. David says, no, David is very successful, Hashem helps him. Hashem helps him. So why is he only chasing him if Hashem helps him? If Hashem loves David HaMelech so much, let Shaul live him alone. If Hashem loves somebody, why are the guys chasing him? I mean, if I would think that David HaMelech, Hashem has nothing to do with him, and Shaul, David HaMelech, something is wrong with him, so I understand Shaul HaMelech is running after him.
Maybe he knows that David is going to end up killing him,
right? David says that David Hashem loves David, and Hashem helps him. And if Hashem helps him, let Hashem help him all the way. Let Hashem leave him alone from this guy and from this guy Shaul. Let him put him in the institution as the enemy. ויער שאול אגן, ויער שאול את אשור מסכין מאוד, שאול sees that he is very successful, ויגור מפניו, is being afraid of him. What it means exactly? I mean, afraid of him. וכל ישראל ביזהו אוהב את דוד כי הוא יסר ועל בניהם, everybody loves him. Why? Because it's going in front of them. I don't understand what the description means and why the Nabi has to write, tell us this. וזה מה שאול דוד, זה יהיה בגלל גבוהה מהרה ותן לך הלכה לאישה. Says, listen, I have my daughter, I want you to marry my daughter. I want you to be my son-in-law. Just be macho. Macho you call it? Let's see how strong and brave you are. Just fight. Be a fighter. The Shaul Amar, Shaul talked to himself and he said, Al tihi adivo tihi voya plishtim. Let's hope plishtim will kill him. We call in America a hitman. Put him in the front, he hopes he's gonna die. How bad you can be, how mean you can. So now he wants his daughter to be also a widow. He should marry his daughter, and he wants to be, he should kill him, and he's using his daughter. So he marry my daughter, and don't worry about it, but he's hoping that the team is going to kill him. David says, Shaul, me Anochi, don't tell him anything. Nothing. David says, who am I? Umi Chayai, Ispachat David Israel, I'm nothing. I should be the king's son-in-law. I'm nothing. He says, all of a sudden, they're having a wedding. He says, who's getting married? That girl is getting married to somebody else. I don't believe it. What happened? He said he wants him to marry her. All of a sudden, there's a wedding. He just said he wants to marry him. He wants his daughter to marry. He wants Babi to be his son-in-law. But he said, you should be my son-in-law. You marry my daughter, and you can be a fighter, you go fighting, and the Bezrat Hashem, you're gonna get killed. All of a sudden, nothing happened. He takes the daughter, he married to somebody else. But have Michal Batur David. Shaul is another daughter, Michal. So Michal loves him. They give him to Shaul, they share him with him. They tell Shaul, Michal loves David. So Shaul says, very good idea. So what's so good about it? You could have given him the first one. What's wrong with the first one? And now the second one. And Shaul says, "Now I'll give him that one, and she's going to be like mine. Tibiat Pishtim, now he's going to get killed. But what's wrong with the first one? First one, the same situation. Tibiat Pishtim, and Shaul David, Bishtai, Bishchatim, Biayom. You want to marry the second one. That's what it means, different explanation. You want to marry my daughter? Marry the second one. Look, the first one already he gave us to Adriel Amkulatim. Mitzav Shaul et Avadav, Dabu el David Balat Lemur. Shaul goes to his servants and said, go please talk to David quietly. Yimech hafetz v'cha ha-melech. The king wants you very much. V'chol Avadav la'evucha, everybody loves you, all the says, they love you, but I chaten ba'melech. Get married to the king. דברו עבודי שאול בשני דוד הדברים האלה, they all spoke to David, ויאמר דוד הנקלה ביניכם, התחתן במלך ונשי ישרה שנקלה, what do you think? I should get married to the king, who am I? יגידו דבר עבודי שאול לא למור, כזה מה לדבר דוד. They went back to שאול, and he said he's nothing, he doesn't want to get married. ומשום כל תמון לדוד. Tell David, אין חפש במלך במוח, the king is not looking to have any dowry, כי במאה עולות פשטים מנתים מבי המלך, he wants, he should give 100 bodies of Palestine. The Shaul Hashem appeal to David and his team. Shaul hopes that David is going to go fight it and is going to die over there. That is plan. He wants to kill it. The whole thing is just a plan to kill David the Melech. And give up a double David and Barim. I love Isha the Rabbi and David and Stephen Melech. So they told David, he said, if you kill 100 people, all of a sudden David said, okay, but this time, okay, I'll go. But Loma Lua Yamin didn't take long, but Yaakum David, by Yerukub, and Asher of Ishtim Matayimish. David hired some people, some soldiers, and they killed instead of 100, 200. When he invaded the Matayim, and Marum Lamelech, and Chatzin Lamelech, he brought bodies to the king, and he's getting married. They tell him, את הגופות של הערלים, ויתן השאול את מיכה ודולישו, מזל טוב, גטים מרי. ויהר שאול וידע כי השם עם דוד ומיכל בת שאול אבתו. He knows that השם helped דוד, and מיכל, his daughter, loves him, ויוסף שאול לרום מפני דוד, עוד. זה פייד אופי מגיע. ויהי שאול אויב את דוד כל הנימי. Now, the highest stage, he's an enemy. ויצאו שרי ופשתים, they got married, and Midrash says they got married, and all the פשתים, I don't know how they knew the halacha, but they said, oh, now we're going to attack on Israel, because David is busy. He got married, the halacha is, the Gemara said, the person, the first year that he gets married, is supposed to stay home. And the Midrash says, the Gemara said, that this is what really they decided, they're going to attack on Israel, because they were afraid of David HaMelech since he killed Goliath. But since he got married, you don't have to be afraid of them, of him and them because he is going to be busy with his wife. He's not allowed to go to war. I don't know how they do that. But the Gemara says that's how they do. And that's what says by Yitzhak HaRefistim.
But didn't Shaul also know the halacha? So he wanted it.
It was before the wedding, yeah? Before the wedding. Right, that's what Gemara says. Gemara said that's the expression of the Pasuk. ויהי מידי צאתם שכר דוד מכל עבדי שאול והייתה שמו בהם מאוד. And the Gemara said, that's what he just said. The Gemara said, דוד המלך, who was the smartest of all of everybody. Because what the Gemara says, the person gets married, he doesn't go to a war, it's only מלחמת רשות, only if you have an optional war. But if you're being attacked, the Gemara says, אפילו חתן לחדרו וקלה מקופתה. The Gemara said, you take a חתן from under the חופה to a war. The Gemara said the Plishtim, I don't know how they know it, but they knew the halacha is that the person gets married, doesn't go to a war. But David HaMelech went to a war and started to fight them. And says, what about this halacha? So David HaMelech told everybody, the halacha only applies if this is an optional war. It's called Melchemet Reshut. But if it's Melchemet Mitzvah, it means you're being attacked. There's no such thing, Chatan Chala, you go fight right away. So therefore, Vayikar, Shmo Meod, his name was very respected because everybody realized that not only is a hero, he's a big time chacham. And the Gemara said, "Alachat kemoto b'chol makom." The Gemara said that Shaul, David HaMelech was so smart that he was the head of Bedin, and any halacha that had discussed in Bedin, at the end, David was right because besides everything was right. So it means the explanation was this: he's a very smart person also. Besides all the things that he has, also he's a smart. He's a rabbi too. What he's trying to say.
Okay, here's the
The Midrash said that that explanation of that sentence, the Plishtim, since they heard that David got married, they decided to attack him. Why? Because they were sure he's not going to come back to attack them, because he's right after Sheva Bracha. The Gemara said that David HaMelech went to the war, and everybody asked him, why are you going to the war? You're not allowed to. It's halacha. It's halacha that the chatan, somebody the first year, is not allowed to go to war, it's to stay home. He answered them, no, this is only milchemet reshut, not milchemet mitzvah. And everybody admired him because he was so smart, because everybody realized that's the truth, that's the halacha. The halacha is that you should stay home with your wife only if it's an optional war. But if it's called milchemet mitzvah, it's a mitzvah war, it means you're being attacked, no such thing that you stay home.
What about today, though?
Today, of course, the whole thing. Today is milchemet mitzvah, all the... No, mitzvah. I don't know if it should be on the tape, but maybe you should erase it before you put it on the...
What?
What I'm going to tell you now.
Maybe
you should try it for a minute. Chapter 19. Will you finish in just a little bit more from chapter 19? By the way, Shalom Novel Gavad, I read it David. It's unbelievable. Now, a direct command. He calls Jonathan, kill David. Why kill David? What did David do? What do you want from the guy? He said he wants to kill him. Yonatan made Shaul chafet to David Bo'od. Jonathan loved him so much and his father wants to kill him. וכן נתן לדוד לאמור, מבקש שאול להביא לעמיתך. ונתן goes to David and says, שאול wants to, my father wants to kill you. אתה ישמר נא בבוקר, please hide, be careful in the morning, וישבת בזה ונחבאת. He says, you have to hide, don't be in the front, let not my father see you. You have to hide. ואני אצלי ועמדתי ליד אבי בשדה, אשר אתה שם אני אדבר לך אל אבי, so I'm gonna go and I'm gonna talk to my father, וראית מה והגעתי לך. You're gonna see what's going on, you see you in danger. My father wants to kill you. וידבר שם את דוד טוב אל שאול אביו. He's standing over there and Jonathan tells שאול, אל יתה המלך בעבדו בדוד. זה לא חטא הלך, what do you want from this guy? ואחי מעצב, טוב לך מאוד, he only does good to you, what do you want from him? What do you want from him? וישם את נפשו וחפו, he said he endangered himself, ויח את הפשתי, he killed גוליית, ויש השם שהוא הגדולה לכל ישראל, ראית ותשמח, you saw that ברוך השם, he was able to save him ישראל, he killed גוליית, ולמה אתה כתב אדם להכיר לבית דוד החידם? What do you want from the guy? ושמע שאול קונן נתן, שאול heard it, says you right, ושמע שאול חי השם ימד, I says he's swearing, I'm getting killed. ונקרא נתן לביא ואיגו נתן כל הדברים האלה, יונתן כל דוד, he told him yes, my father swore he's not going to do anything for you. ויביא נתן דוד אל שאול ואיבן כמו שאול, says not like nothing happened, but he's an old timer. From one minute to the next, all of a sudden, he tried to kill him, he threw the spear on him, he wants to put him in the front, he's always all kind of tricks, he wants to get rid of him. All of a sudden, his son says, what do you want from him? Okay, bring him up. What am I bringing? What happened? The Rishon says like this, the Gemara says like this. I mean, that story we all do know. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon a video of all the generations. From A to Z, until Mashiach comes, he showed him everything. In the middle of the video, he showed him David HaMelech. And he showed him that David HaMelech has no life. There's no life, and Adam HaRishon decided to donate 70 years of his life for David HaMelech.
He
was supposed to die right away when he gives life. So his mother gives birth, supposed to die right away.
Who's going
to
be the king instead of Saul?
I don't know. You hear in a minute, sir. I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know, the video didn't say that. The video shows David and David is dead. At that moment that Adam HaRishon saw the video...
One little boy, right?
Yeah, fine. So he decided he can give him 70 years. Then, the Midrash says, he regretted. Adam HaRishon said, no. Adam HaRishon said, no, I'm not giving him. Then the Midrash says, Abraham gave him some life, Yitzchak gave him some life, Yaakov gave him some life. That's the Midrash. So now he says like this. The word Adam is abbreviation, Adam David Mashiach. That little baby David is Adam HaRishon. That exactly the same story with Adam HaRishon is going to happen to this little boy David. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, that if you're gonna eat from that tree, you're gonna die. It says, you're gonna die. It says, it means this guy, David, that he's gonna be you, is gonna die too. He's gonna die too, he's gonna die because of your sin. The same story says the Gemara that happened to Adam HaRishon happened almost to David HaMelech. The Gemara says that this is really the whole story. We all ask the same question, how is it possible that that thing happened to the Adam HaRishon, that all of a sudden the snake arrived. The snake arrived and eventually he ate from his Adam. And why did the snake arrive? Because before Adam HaRishon had yet Sarah, the snake should not have come. Zari says that the snake had inside himself some kind of a power that came along with this creation, and that power is a tremendous power. It's a bad power, it's from the world before, and that power is a tremendous power. It went inside the snake, and the snake was able to tempt at Chava to do it to Adam HaRishon. But if you remember, Adam HaRishon, the Midrash said, had two wives, his first Chava and second Chava. And the second Chava tried to do such a certain thing to him. Tried first to hit him, then she saved him. So the same story is going to happen to David HaMelech. So it's like this. In the beginning of the video, the Adam HaRishon saw David HaMelech. So he wants to give him 70 years. But when he saw Cesari that David HaMelech is going to do a sin if he may stay with Bathsheba, something says that he is very similar to the sin of Adam HaRishon. The Gemara says in Maseret Sanhedrin that Bathsheba is Chava and David is Adam, but David had to wait to marry Bathsheba. And because he took Bathsheba ahead of time, then he lost what he was supposed to be, says the Gemara. So Dari, that means the Adam Rishon saw the video, and he saw the video. He saw that David HaMelech is going to die, so he told him, let me give you 70 years, and he said, okay, let me continue the video. He looked at the video, he said, ah, look, it's Mary Bathsheba. It's Mary Bathsheba. I said, Mary Bathsheba, it's the wrong thing. He says, he regretted. In between the two sceneries, he regretted. He said, I don't want to give him 70 years, for what I give him 70 years? It's the same exact thing, exactly what I'm going to do. Adam HaRishon, we all remember, had no clothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon dealt. That's what it's going to be. And Shaul, all of a sudden, had this kind of a bad wind goes inside him. So that bad wind, it means Shaul is going to act like the snake. And says he is going to do certain things that doesn't make sense, but he is going to run after David HaMelech. He's going to do to try to kill David HaMelech. He says something like this snake tried to do to Adam HaRishon. He wants to kill Adam HaRishon. He will do the same exact thing. Says Yonatan, says Dari, well, he is not part of it. And he is like the good part that he's going to try to help David HaMelech. Therefore, the Navi will tell you that Yonatan is making a trick with David HaMelech. It means he's going to help him against that bad power that's going to drive his father to do bad things to Adam HaRishon, to David HaMelech. Therefore, the Navi will tell you that he's going to give him his coat, he's going to give him his belt. The same thing what happened to Adam HaRishon, he had no clothing. He says, I like you very much, I hope you'll survive. So that video is a true video. The only thing that's wrong with this video, says Dari, is the tefillah. That's the machloket, says Dari, between the Rambam and the Ravad. We have a choice, we don't have a choice, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, doesn't know what's going to happen. If he knows, how is it possible? And he says it's true, everything is true. Was the video already shown to Adam HaRishon what's going to be the Mashiach will come?
It happened already, maybe.
But, says Dari, the video shows certain things, because people did not pray. If they would have prayed, the video would have changed. It would be a picture. It would be just a scenery and imagination. It won't be exactly. The power of Tfilah, says Dari, this is really the power of Tfilah, says Dari, that we read the Navi, that his story, that Shaul is chasing him, he's running. It says when you read the Tfilah, it says every time that something happened to David, David was saved, Hashem loved him. Hashem loved him, and Hashem loved him was very successful. Says, if Hashem loved him, he says, why Shaul is chasing him? Says, no, Shaul is chasing him because Shaul is right, he's chasing him. Because David really has no life, because Adam HaRishon regretted what he did. Because David HaMelech is going to do something. He says, but why did Hashem save him? Because every time something happens, says Dari, you read the Tehillim. It says in the Tehillim, in the sentences, that Mizmor David was praying when Shaul threw on him this. That Mizmor Shaul was praying, the people chased him. That Mizmor Shaul was praying when Doeg was chasing him. It says, constantly David HaMelech said the Tehillim. He says, that doesn't mean. The video is right. But if you would have prayed, if you prayed, the video changed. So you read the Navi over here, you see what's going on. He's winning. He says, yeah, of course he's winning. He's winning because he's praying. He has no life and he has no hope. Only hope he has because he's praying. So that's when Shaul is afraid of him. 5 minutes later, Shaul, he loves him. He says, bring him to the house. A few minutes before, he wants to kill him. He's running after him. He has all kinds of plans. He says, how does David survive the whole thing? He says, he's hating him with a passion. He says, he has so much jealousy at him. And says, the lady says, what this guy, Shaul? That's the most humble person in the world, the most holy person in the world, because some girl, some lady is hanging on the street, he can take it? Says, yes. Because inside Shaul went, this is what the Navi says, called Ruach Ra'ah. He says, who is this bad wind that goes inside him? Really, this is exactly the same wind, the same went into the snake. And this was the snake, the Navi said, the Gesorah said, he was very jealous to Adam HaChava. Because of the original jealousy, the snake wanted to kill Adam HaRishon, he wanted to marry Chava. And says, that's what's going on with Shaul. Shaul is very upset, he's very jealous. He says, how do you get such jealousy? That's what it means, Ruach Ra'ah. I mean, that's the same power, the original power that drove Adam HaRishon to eat from Etz Hadat, the same power is that Shaul is chasing David. So when you read it, David says, David is yours, the guy is Meshumna. He's a crazy man, Shaul HaMelech. That's crazy. Well, the Gemara says, no, it can be next to Shmuel HaNavi. It says, nothing is wrong with him. He's a big tzaddik. It says, what goes inside you? It says, the same test that Adam HaRishon passed, David HaMelech has to pass. Because really, he has no life. The only thing that will survive, says David, because he will pray. His prayer will break all the scenes that you saw on the video. There's only something very similar. The Gemara says, that the Navi says, that Chizkiyahu did not want to get married. Not want to get married. He said, why? He says, because he saw that he's going to have a son Menashe. He has a son Menashe. The Shemar Navi comes over to him and says, excuse me, why didn't you get married? And said, I saw the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Gemara said he was a Navi, that he's going to have bad children. And Chizkiyahu had two bad children. They say, you don't want to get married, you don't want to have a son Menashe. He says, how bad can it be? He said, the worst of the worst, the Gemara says. Rav Shivasa v'Tammuz, one of the reasons Rav Shivasa v'Tammuz is because Menashe put a statue in Kodesh HaKodesh. He can't expect worse than that. So he's right. So he has right. He doesn't want to get married to a girl because he knows, because Menashe is going to come. The Gemara said to him, it's true. That's true. He got married, did all the tricks. He had Menashe. He had Menashe with all the tricks. He told Menashe, he told Yishayahu he wants to marry Yishayahu's daughter. And says, it's going to be the Zechut of Yishayahu, the Zechut of Chizkiyahu. The Gemara and the Navi says Chizkiyahu was one of the major tzaddikim that we ever had, besides Yishayahu. It says, look, he married the daughter of the biggest Navi, Rav Moshe Rabbeinu. And I said, still he had Menashe, still he had Menashe. He was right. But he said, yeah, of course he was right. But there's two things he didn't realize. One, he said, that Menashe is in Gan Eden, his heart of Ramat Chakin Yaakov, because the tshuva that he did. Because he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so hard in the jail, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu released him from jail. And he was a king to Am Yisrael for 40 years, that no other king besides Yosef HaTzadik was longer than him. Because he was a king for 40 years because he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in jail. That's what you don't see. You see that you can have a very bad time. It put a statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset, he wanted to destroy the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, because of the prayers of Rachel Imenu, eventually the prayers of Menashe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him back to Yerushalayim. That thing the Chizkiyahu didn't realize. No, the reason that HaKadosh was destroyed because of Shlomo HaMelech. Menashe was not destroyed because of Menashe. Opposite. Menashe, the Zohar says, Menashe in Gan Eden is higher than Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. That thing, Zohar said, was wrong on Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu said, I don't want to get married because I don't want to see Menashe. I don't want to have a son Menashe. He said, it's true. You only see the half of the scenery. I mean, the second part of the scenery is much higher. It's going to be greater than Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov because the prayer, that doesn't show on the video. So the prayer
in the Kodesh Kedoshim,
because it prays so much.
Yeah.
And the second thing says that it's wrong because Mashiach has to come from Menashe. There's no other kings, no other descendants of David HaMelech after his girl but Menashe. Oh yeah, brothers worse than him maybe. So Mashiach has to come from him. So Mashiach again says that he comes because of the prayers of Menashe. That changes the video, says Dari. So of course, says Dari, we have Shiva Tabetamuz, says Dari, Yoshiva Tabetamuz, because Menashe put this statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim. But on the other hand, if you understand, says Dari, that the prayers that he prayed himself, Menashe, saved him not only from Gehenom, put him up in Gehenom in such a high place. So Dari, it's true what the Rambam says, the Machloket. There is a choice, there is no choice, he sees everything, he doesn't see, there is a video, there is no video, of course there is a video, says Ari. But the video has nothing to do with the prayers of the people. So in the video, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ari, shows them Israel when Mashiach is supposed to come, when the Tzad HaMikdash is going to be. It has to do with our prayers. So the more we pray, says Ari, so the video doesn't mean anything. So of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a date, says Ari, when Mashiach is going to come. But Mashiach is going to come on that date if we don't do anything. But if we pray, says Ari, the video doesn't mean anything. That's the power, says Ari, of those 3 weeks that we pray before the Shabbat, says Ari, that this our thing, that it's not fast and we don't do certain things because we're mourning. Those things, says Rabbi, is only to show that we regret, and this is kind of a prayer. That's David HaMelech said. David HaMelech says, the Gemara, the Bichal Bekevi, says Rabbi, that David HaMelech was fasting all his life to have a forgiveness for the sin of Bathsheba. It says the sin of Bathsheba, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him Natan HaNavi, that he's going to die for that. Even though the Gemara said, yes, the Gemara debates, he didn't, but the Navi said, well, Ben Mavetata, he deserved that. He says, I seen, he says, what do you do? He says, from that day on, David HaMelech fasted and prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that changed the video. He says, that was the mistake of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, when he saw David HaMelech has no life, it's true. I says, maybe they give him life, and then you say, no, I regret. He says, why do you regret? Because they see what you're going to do with Bathsheba. He says, nothing what you see. You don't understand. He says, the deal with Bathsheba he did, but you didn't see the rest of the video, that after Bathsheba he prayed so much and fasted so much. That changed the video, says David. So if the Chachamim, when they gave us the Tisha B'Av, it's not just mourn. It says, we mourn Tisha B'Av. Well, mourn Tisha B'Av, you have no idea what Tisha B'Av was. I says, almost 2,000 years ago, something happened, and you mourn, and this you have to fast. When we fast, says that is to change the video. Because in the video it shows when that Beit HaMikdash is going to be. It says by us fasting and praying, says Dari, the video is going to be changed. And this is the power of the fast and keeping the halachot of Tisha B'Av very strongly. And he said it's very, the Goronim, before Dari, they said that the person has to know that this not to walk with leather shoes is very important. There's a lot of secrets in it. But Dari says that this is what the Goronim said 900 years ago. In Syria, they say they have to understand, this is not just a custom not to have leather shoes. All those details that we have in Tisha B'Av is only to break the video, to change, if we may say, the video that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Adam HaRishon. It's only if we keep those halachot of Tisha B'Av, that Moshe Rabbeinu Menon.